Hello, this is Tech Coffee with Vito Domingos on the 2nd of August, and here is a daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. Google is considering a relaunch of its search engine in China, a move that would mean bowing to the censorship that prompted the company's withdrawal from the country 8 years ago. The US technology group, which has recently ramped up its investments in China, has drawn up plans to launch a local mobile search app that would strictly censor results, according to a person with knowledge of the matter. The plan marks a dramatic reversal from 2010, when Google pulled out of the country citing concerns over censorship and surveillance. The company's co-founder, Sergey Brin, who has said he is particularly sensitive to the shifting of individual liberties having spent the first 6 years of its life in the Soviet Union, was personally behind the withdrawal. Amazon is planning to move completely off of Oracle database software by 2020, according to a new CNBC report that cites Amazon insiders. Amazon gradually began moving off Oracle about 5 years ago, and a full migration to an Amazon-designed database should wrap up in about 14 to 20 months. Earlier this year, Oracle chairman Larry Ellison insisted the company would retain Amazon as a client for years to come. Researchers at DeepMind have developed an AI system for visual speech recognition, or lip reading. The team constructed the largest existing visual speech recognition dataset, around 4,000 hours of paired video clips and text to train the system. According to their research, which was published online, the neural networks had a word error rate of only 41%. The best previous computer method of visual speech recognition, which focused on individual letters instead of phonemes, misidentified words 77% of the time. Huawei overtakes Apple to become the second biggest smartphone manufacturer by global market share, according to analytics firm IDC. Huawei shipped more than 54 million devices in quarter 2, which compares with 41 million iPhones, while Samsung shipped 73 million units. Samsung has 21% of the market, Huawei 16%, and Apple 12%. This was your shot of Tech Coffee. Find out more at ondismedia.com.